See you all. If you will, best with me, get this. Dear God, you've given us. Thank you that we could all be here today to come to the house and lift worship. Thank you for all making morning and just keep them safe throughout. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Thank you. can sit down. So, we're really missing the time, right? You don't know what time right now. The people from the 8:30, with myself, a lot of them got up this morning and took a nap. So, we're going to continue on, and if you realize it, we're not taking communion right now. We're at the end of my, because today's sermon is on communion. So, we're starting this Got Questions series for the, I'll send some doozies. And just to give you an example, was if it's true, is it gossip? Boy, you need that one. Yeah, I want all of it for that one. So, give me some more if you want to, that we can really have a lot of fun. Today, we're talking about communion. How do we do this? And that's a big point for many Christians, because I hear a lot of excuses why we, and they're just excuses. They're just excuses. And I was reminded of this little girl, mother, one morning as she was preparing lunch. She said, "Mom, you cut off ham before you cook it." And the little girl, her mother, looked at her and said, "Oh, sweetie, you know, sure. But I suppose you cut the ends off for the juices to make it more tender. Maybe you could ask Grandma. Grandma, because I learned it." She also, well, the little girl called her grandma that day on the phone and asked her the same question. "Grandma, cut the ends off before you cook it." And the little brother responded, "I'm not really sure. I guess so the juice absorb better. Call your Nana, your great Nana. She's the one who I learned it from." The little girl got frustrated about the whole idea. Called her mother. "Nana, Mom was preparing lunch the other day, the ends off her. And I asked her why. And she said, no why, Mom did it. And then Grandma said she did it because she did it. And that the juices would all just be absorbed better." At that moment, started busting out laughing, couldn't even respond. And the little girl said, "Nana, why are you laughing?" She said, "Oh, I started cutting the ends of the ham off because my pan was too small." You see, sometimes we end things for the wrong reasons because no one ever asked why. Nobody ever asked why we. These questions you all have asked are going to be more emotional sermon. So I get to be, you know, the professor for a while, just the priest. And every Sunday, a few men partake of the Lord's Supper. Some don't even, they don't even understand. Why do we take the cracker and drink the grape juice every day? Well, a few things. One of them is the historical perspective. We need to understand the church. Because church history shows that first Christians around the world celebrated the Lord's Supper frequently. Early church, Barnabas and Martyrs, you know, Irenaeus, Clement of Alexandria, Origen, Cyprian, they agreed the church served communion on the first day of the week. History, the way the church, and we're part of the restoration movement. We're trying to restore back to the early church as we could in the book of Acts. We want to do first church. Now, I don't think they had all these and these instruments, and but I don't think that's what we're talking about. We're talking the Lord's Supper. The practice of less frequent observance of the Lord has its roots in the medieval church. The 16th century Reformation is when they started not Lord's Supper all the time. See, the leaders of the Restoration Movement choose to practice observance of the Lord's Supper based on a precedent they saw. During a period from about 1794 to 1735, were organized without any knowledge of existence. They didn't even know who they were. And all the basis of the Christian group was that they would restore the New Testament found with these pages that we call God's Word. The church to go back to what it was supposed to be. In every one case, they settled upon the name Christ. You know, the members of the Christian churches or the Christ or the disciples of Christ. And they all settled on Christian as their baptism was Christian for sin. Supper was observed on the first day of every week. Now, Alexander Campbell, one of the people who believed that the Lord's Supper was an instant. And Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 11, partaking of the Lord's Supper was the chief object of their meeting. They gathered the purpose of the Lord and remembered was the main reason they the listener to sing the songs was to remember what Jesus did for them. Now, we could probably stop right there and you'd say, all right, come over. Stop here. You leaders, they set this goal is to the original church, the early church. Alex Thomas taught the weekly observance. That's the But then there's scripture that says that the Lord taught precedent. I often got my preference. Precedence in time implies biblical authority. There is something that are stated. It's clear. Very part of the reasoning process. Do you all know how to read? Some of us often. But this drawn that conclusion is our inference. It says that it that we infer taking up. Jesus taught through parables or issues, and then can infer the necessary spiritual lesson. We learn how often to partake the Lord. It was the practice of the New Testament church to observe the Lord's Supper day. Consider this that Paul gave to the Philippians. He said this, "Are you or heard from me or seen in me, pray God peace will be with you." Did you send to pray? Whatever you've learned from me, I don't know, Paul, but he's also talking about the church. Since presently servants and considering the fact that we believe the faith, we should base what we do from here, then we should the Lord. That it wasn't weak. In fact, yeah, they talked about the breaking of bread. We said on the first day of the week, they came together to eat. All Christians who came together, they came to supper. The sentence in the Greek implies it was a act. It was something that they made it an argument. Well, it becomes a habit. Now some others don't. Well, then it just becomes a habit. What's wrong with it? It's been a lot of the other habits we got. So, it's they're both optional, right? If something is optional, then it's not necessary. It's essential. It's worship. We text that the Lord's Supper was a regular worship in church. And, you know, when you read the Bible, always breaking bread and remembering what Jesus did. A meal that we're like we're going to do after you love one. That's fellowship. When we take up, it is a remembrance. It's a memorial. You know, Christian, observe the Lord's Supper. Is there anything wrong with you doing the Lord's Supper some other time? I have had some really dark men took on Saturday. I know I've got some of your questions. But you see, when they living Jesus, Jesus in the past tells them, do this in remembrance of me. This is more than remembering Jesus the way we wash him. But living with an awareness of what he did on Calvary. We just celebrated Memorial Day, didn't we? And had time to really remember the sacrifice that for our we get to remember the that was given for our soul. That's worth doing every week, don't you? As we eat the bread and drink from the cup, we're to recall his life and that we might live forever. Understand the importance that he gave his life and I have an opportunity. Why wouldn't we? We eat the bread and drink. We recall that death for our sin. You just die because he wanted to heaven because we deserve all for our life. And he chose to give that we wouldn't have to go to hell. Earth room every week. Don't you think honor every week? You know, and as we remember, we're cut through this. When you partake of this, you're renewing it. It's like a cake you do that. I read you, Lord, what you mean. When the Lord, this supreme sacrifice in the middle of the New Testament. Aren't you glad that there is a New Testament? I am. Up cutting goats up. And I want to circle up. When he cut before his disciples, they didn't understand that was understand when they were sitting there at the last. But that God was about to rewrite his contract. Man. And they encountered the victorious Christ. They saw that sacrifice. All the members he was now saw him die. And they got to get him. This man stood before them alive, and they recalled his wonder and what about this is my body. Given my blood spilt out for you. Every time, and now they remember what he did for them. Invite the Lord to the table. Remember who was one of man and the Son of God personally offered his life on the ever changing the terms of God's agreement with 26 tells us that Jesus appeared once and put away sin. He overcame it. Christians, they express their partnership with Christ's connection. You're Christian. I agree and I honor you, but that's not something like meant fellowship. It was each other. The Eastern culture table some friendship. Culturally, it was just we do really. We sit down and eat with them, don't we? You know, come on over, let's have a barbecue, or let's go out. I ask, I want to spend that time with them. Real when Jesus invites us to the table, he wants to be close with you. He wants to have that relationship. Always say no way to eat with them. A lot of us have that. You find out real quick what kind of man. I don't express it. I'm getting my on my ear now, you know. That you have to spend with him. Some meals hold this significance. Think about the cultural meaning for us. Gather family to the way. Matter of fact, I don't think Thanksgiving has anything to do with Thanksgiving. Stuff, right? So gather around the table with family and friends and then have a consider we have on Sunday morning. Jesus found the table so that he may be a sharp. Isn't that important? Don't you want to know yourself? You gather when you juice and you eat of this crap. Isn't that an awesome thing? Don't you want it? Sometimes I'm Lord, because I've been pretty bad today. Whether he could even still love you because you've, or you had some things to say, or, you know, anything that you've done. And when you pick up in that low, you remind you are that he died for your sins. You know. As we partake, we're renewing our loyalty to Christ and our identity to his. Are we on board with his in this world? People get on board with all kinds of causes, don't they? Jump on. We've got so many cults. Jump on. Where's going? But are you on the side of Jesus? His Lord's Supper. You're agreeing with him that you are. It's a week to fellowship with your Lord. Too much. I don't understand that argument. After all, himself, the significance of this time of remembering when he spoke on her death was come. He said this in Luke 22. In the thing this and divided among you, for I tell you not to the fruit till the cup. And he took the bread, gave it, broke it, and said, this is my body given for you, do this in remembrance. He said, do this in remembrance for me. You want to remember Jesus as we the Lord? We'll take the Lord's Supper together right now. I want you to your brother to do it. The band's going to come up here right now while I'm then do. But we're going to partake of each one that it is more than just a circus of things. I'm not even sure what they're made of. What it matters. So, I'm going to take the juice and we'll pray again. All right. Father, thank you. Bread represents your body. Body, Lord. You freely gave up, allowed to be lost. Lord, we remember that sacrifice. You fully of yourself. Minds to follow you. For the cup, Lord, blood represents. We thank you for fire, but most of all, the cleanser, the blood of Jesus. And Lord, as we remember this sacrifice and this blood, that as we partake, Spirit must we be reassured of this and the chance we have in an eternity. Just bless this time. Now, move on to the next part of our service, which would be our mission. What better reminder that salvation comes through us, and it comes at his invitation. See, we all invitation because he did die on the cross. Invitation forward, confess him as Lord, be baptized, and believe the hope. But you have to choose it. Choose his sacrifice. You honor his sacrifice, and choose him through him. Done that for 2 or 4. Do that. For so many, we've got to where we kind of go through the motions of Christianity, and we pick who's the part of it. We see something in the Bible, and it doesn't. We so quick. This is a good after remembering the death and the resurrection of Christ to think about that. Just think, I'm gonna skip the cross. Could have, didn't he? But he chose. heart. So come to heaven. Who are we to try to derail our road? He let many of us need to choose today. Be willing to go through the hard stuff. And if that you need to rededicate your life, today's a good day to do that. We baptized. Now the crazy thing's leaking. Water in. I'll baptize you today. It's probably really good. If I'm baptizing you, I'll have waiters on. I'm going to turn the floor over.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to ask the elders here at Woodstock Christian Church. And after I'm part of this, more of you have been curious about it. So this is it. Honest legacy is defined as an enduring pact that can live. What day makes it we leave behind when we're gone? So with that in mind, we are, as a church, we are a nation of Christian believers. It's here in Georgia exactly 46 years ago. 46 years, there were institutions for a church here in this area. It's been gone through these doors over the last 6 years. And they and we have created a print in this Tri-County area, Chicago, and beyond that. So their testimony, our testimony is strong today because we're living, preaching and teaching timeless truth that are faithful, relevant, and meaningful. Remain relevant and meaningful is what we're all about. Here's just slightly, I want to say a gift. Evolution of social media is a blessing and a curse. And it's the quality of communicate and miscommunicate these days. So as I have to tell you that we have, through no own, we have become the subject of some unwarranted public media. You see that if you follow Cherokee Connect. You see what's going to happen in the morning, in a moment. An address that I have, I'm going to ask Jim to come introduce the post that we elders have discussed over the course and really help our mistaken identity in the local church.
Hello, everyone. As the sign says, behind crossroads. As of the last, 60% of Americans call themselves Christians. But 50 years ago, that number was 90%. So, the other point, pre-pandemic, now there's no. Did you realize over 99% believe, and this is also from a few reasons, believe in, 92% believe in heaven. Simply, I doubt that. So, there's a belief. And that brings me to our church. You think, what if, right? Broken, accepting people. That's how people life together. I think that's a sample of how most of us feel Christian church. Or as a lot of people like. Now, as you know, the only. So, who are unique? Let's look at the rest of the area. Woodstock Baptist Church, Woodstock Community Church. So, there are a lot of possibilities of confusion. So, lastly, you personally, respectfully, you politely say, I'm sorry, that's not me. Please, that's someone else. But what if the thing that's confusing is saying, how does it let people know? People of it can speak on its behalf, but it's a social, and with the way we treat things in general, it's given in. It's not the other way around. You very rarely get out. So I'm going to ask you again, lots of who WCC is. WCC searched out a verse for being gay. WCC was with a convention. WCC is a one back, but understand there is no sin. WCC is where the preacher can scream. That's what the world and me, but in the United States of America, how they see. Have you ever received a death threat? The church has. Yes. I didn't know that was a reading cover. And the things that to this church and this congregation, it's horrible. So here we go. The example. The CC. You know, these are all very accepting, serious. It's a matter of a bit more conservative beliefs in marriage. It gets a little deeper. My family is a speaker, but not what I'm looking for in a Sunday school. Pastor's not green, feels not personal. And it's a social media, and they're just using three initials. WCDC. Of course, charge of station. If they volunteer, they're asked to leave. And of course, a big story that took place 2 years ago Star Church, where the national media came, pastors came across the country. And they had to put up concrete barriers to protect it. We still receive hate mail from all the country because they don't know the difference. As you know, I've spoken to a few of you often. Your opinion. What do you like about the church? What do you think about it? And these quotes. When we speak. When the Bible is silent, we. The church welcomed me and my family and treated me as we were a family. This church cares about its congregation as well as the health care. And does. This church, and see, I hear that, and that's great, and it's true. That's who this body. This is what we are: people, helping real people find people to real faith, connecting reality, real connection, faith, real life, real people living real faith, real living real life, and real faith. Now he's trend, clearly. The eldership looked at us recently. Usually, our paying people sins. And if you were accused of something, and said, tried to do, sometimes the only way you get that stigma is to start over. Is to rename the church to Real Life Christian Church. I know this is kind of scary. I believe that each one of us. It was a unanimous decision. All I can do is look at Philippians 4, 6, 7. Do not about anything, but in every situation, prayer with thanks to God and the peace of God, which transcends all your sins. In no form are we wiping away the legacy of the church. Because again, the church is sitting right here, not on the wall. Sadly, the other is. And there's some stuff that we've come up with. This will mess up more. And you support this, give a vote. But we will continue to honor, I guess, hard work of the founder, the one that literally can all endless see, but not at this of growing for the future. So I hand you this, and I thank you very much.
You've heard our proposal, and our hope is that you will take and pray to discuss it with each other, with your elders, any others for that matter, and who will be invited to vote on it as members. Housekeeping voting in accordance with the laws, 2 weeks, we'll open an electronic voting window of 8th of June, and it will be open week the 4th of June. You'll receive an opportunity, yes or no, on that. It will. That's 50% plus one will be to use verified. Like I say, you'll receive an email, a yellow button where you can record your intent. If it passes, the cost of branding like that is estimated. some of that out of general contributions would certainly be well before the call along with that. But I want you to know, readers to know, that constantly on the lookout for ways that more we read and read. That's why we're here. That's what about each other. But we love Jesus, and the rest of this is taking Jesus to the world. So put that with your time, your attention, you work and send believers out into the world. That concludes our message to you this morning. I'm going to ask Dan, I invite you to turn it over this morning. As I pray, we'll offer thank food down in the basement. And we just pray blessing us, congregation of believers, as we go forward in Jesus Christ. Lord God, we pray that you would minister with us. We pray, Father, that you would help us take some challenge in teaching and living for Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, help us a name that hangs over our door. It will be for Christian men, women, boys, and girls who are to going out and living for you. Day of our help us, Lord,